After the April we've been having, let's hope this ungodly weather breaks soon so we can see the neat things coming up in the night sky. First off is Saturn, the second biggest planet in the solar system. On the 28th of April this year, it reaches opposition, meaning it'll be opposite the sun in the sky. If you could look down, or up, at the solar system, you'd see the sun, Earth, and Saturn all lined up with Earth in the middle. And being opposite the sun, Saturn will rise at sundown and it'll stay up all night. Saturn is the next planet beyond Jupiter, and at opposition, when Earth laps it in the race around the sun, it'll be more than 8 times farther from us than the Earth's distance from the sun. And it moves very slowly. It takes almost 29.5 years to make one orbit of the sun. If you go online, you can look up all kinds of fun facts about Saturn, but one I find really cool is that it's the least dense planet. It's a real gas giant, and in fact, it's the only one that would float in water. Saturn appears rather low in the east after nightfall. It's one of the brightest lights, and west of it is the bright star Spica in Virgo. Now, the later you look, the farther west Saturn and Spica will have moved. If you look higher and in the south-southwest, you'll see the sickle of stars looking like a backward question mark or a coat hanger. This is the head of Leo, the lion, and to the east is a triangle of stars representing his hindquarters and tail. In the north, the Big Dipper spills its water down toward the Little Dipper. And between the bowl of the Big Dipper and Leo, there are three evenly spaced pairs of stars known as the Three Leaps of the Gazelle. These three pairs of stars line up from southeast to northwest from a spot just above Leo's hindquarters. These stars are also identified as 3 feet of Ursa Major, the Great Bear, which is the constellation that includes the Big Dipper. April's full moon was known to Algonquin Indians as the full pink moon for the carpet of flowering ground flocks that appears in early spring, or the full sprouting grass moon, that's pretty self-explanatory, the egg moon, and in coastal areas, the full fish moon, because mid-April was the time of the shad spawning runs. The moon rises shortly after sunset on the 25th, and it travels the night sky in company with Saturn. The Eta Aquarii meteor showers is expected to peak in the pre-dawn hours of May 6th, but the peak is broad, meaning it's spread out over several days, so you can see meteors for a few days before and after the 6th. A waning moon will be up, but it shouldn't interfere much, especially on and after the 6th. Now, these meteors radiate from a point near the water jar of Aquarius, which rises a couple of hours after midnight during May. Eta Aquarii meteors tend to be fast and bright, and a lot of them leave persistent trails. The night of April 30th, May 1st, ushers in an old Celtic holiday called Beltane. It was one of 4 cross-quarter days which fell midway between an equinox and a solstice. Beltane marked the start of what the Celts called the light half of the year. At sunrise, May 1st, the nasty spirits that had been tormenting mankind all winter were banished for 6 months. So the night of April 30th, they all came out and had a last fling. If you're a fan of the classics, you recognize that this night is described in Goethe's masterpiece, Faust, and is also the subject of Mussorgsky's Night on Bald Mountain, an orchestral piece featured in the movie Fantasia. And that part about being banished for 6 months? Well, it meant the evil spirits were set free again at Halloween. That's all for now, and happy star watching.